Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
We can start with the Ohio State Buckeyes. In my opinion, the best team in the country. I think they will go undefeated and go win back-to-back NCAA football championships. They will win the Natty. And I think there's a chance that we will talk about this Ohio State team as one of the greatest college football teams ever. Miami beats Notre Dame in the season opener. Notre Dame with the ridiculously conservative game plan. Here's how conservative it was. If Zoran Mamdani had run against it, Mamdani would have slaughtered it. I think Notre Dame's better than Miami. And the eye test shows it.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, phenomenal football Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you, here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, three tremendous guests will join us to get us and you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, set to bet and win this weekend in sports. 40 minutes from now, the great Matt McCall, former Division I college basketball coach, doing great work now with our friends at the Field of 68 and NBC. I'm being serious. I went to Coach's Twitter, at Coach Matt McCall. I'm going to ask him about this when we have him on. Is there an outlet, Coach, that you don't work for? This guy's he's drawing a paycheck from every media outlet in the country. It's unbelievable. The coach, Matt McCall, will join us later this hour. And among the topics we will discuss with Coach McCall 40 minutes from now, who's going to win tonight, Kansas or North Carolina? I'll tell you what, as an aside, for the people that make the schedules, just like in general, sports, would it have really hurt everybody to give us Kansas against North Carolina last night? Hell, I would have signed up in blood for Kansas State and NC State. I don't even need Kansas or North Carolina. Could we have had any sporting event last night? Any! Except for the atrocity that we watched for 3 hours in Denver. Anyway, Matt McCall, we'll get to that game coming up in a few minutes. Matt McCall will join us later this hour, then next hour. Colin Wilson, Action Network Big Bets on Campus. Colin Wilson's best bets for the college football weekend, and I'm going to ask Colin, because he had some interesting takes last week. Hey, Collie, who's the best team in the country right now? Who's going to win the college football playoff? Colin Wilson joins us next hour to answer those questions and more. And then it is our pal, Zach Harper, from The Athletic and SiriusXM NBA Radio. We're going to take a spin around the association with our friend Zach Harper, including whether or not the Lakers can topple the Thunder in the Western Conference. Oh, yeah. And then it is just bets. As far as the eye can see, bets on the NBA, where I think we've got some pretty good spots tonight in the association to throw some money down. I mean, I don't care if Anthony Davis is playing or not for the Dallas Mavericks. They're getting 4.5 in Memphis. The Grizzlies look like they don't want to be out there, like they hate their coach, like they don't understand how to play offense. So tonight, as sports bettors, we, like the Dallas Mavericks, we will have to put on a certain type of footwear. That's right. We're putting on our blue suede shoes and we're boarding the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. Bitches. Mavericks plus the point tonight in Memphis. The rest of our bets for tonight in the world of sports coming up next hour, and then Power Hour, final hour, football bets for the weekend. My bets, Femi's bets for college football. My bets, Femi's bets, week 10, NFL Sunday. And that is the social question for today, dear listener and dear viewer, for you watching on YouTube, for you watching on Twitch. And just a shout out very briefly to our audience. Was texting with our brand manager, Andrew Williams, earlier. Got the data in from October. The best month in the history of You Better You Bet. From a listening audience, from a streaming audience, the show has never been bigger than it was in October. And we look forward to keeping that rolling into the future. So if you're watching on YouTube, you're watching on Twitch, what is your best bet? I'm sorry. What is your best bet coming up for Week 10 NFL Sunday? Aside a total of prop, let us know. Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, will read poorly the best submissions, and Downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights. Best bet for Week 10 NFL Sunday. Fire it in. You can tweet us as well at Costos, at Femi Abebefe, at You Better You Bet. We officially begin the phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with what we saw last night on Thursday Night Football. This is a game that should have come with the Surgeon General's warning. The type of game that would drive a sober man to drink. You've heard the expression, so bad, it's good. From a football standpoint, there's a game that really comes to mind, and it's a Thursday Night Football game. It's that epic Colts-Broncos game from a couple years ago with Russell Wilson and Matt Ryan that actually spawned my song the next day on the show, 1-2-Step. The soon of Russell Wilson throwing interceptions. Well, Tyler, how did the song go? He's the only one that'll remember it. I love it when you throw this pick. Russ loves to throw the pick. It was pretty good. That game was horrendous. It was a terrible, terrible football game. Yeah, he loves it when you lose your bet. Yeah, thank you, Mike Brown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That game was really, really bad. But it reached a point somewhere throughout, you know, like the 3 hours and 40 minutes since it went to overtime, when everyone watching the game collectively, and we're on social media and everyone's talking about, wow, this game sucks, it's horrible, etc. It reached the point where everybody started to like it. It's so bad, it's good. So bad, it's good. Like the movies that I always think about, like Revenge of the Sith, is an objectively horrible movie. Like, it's terrible. The dialogue's terrible. The acting is wooden. I mean, they should have had, like, I'm holding a water bottle right now. A Poland Spring water bottle. Shout out, they should sponsor the show. George Lucas should have hired this water bottle to play Anakin Skywalker instead of Hayden Christensen. Ewan McGregor is a good actor. We've seen him be a good actor in other movies. Natalie Portman's a good actress. We've seen her in other movies. And yet in this movie, they have all the personality of wooden planks that lead you out on a dock to a boat in the summertime. But somehow, when that movie comes on TV, I watch it. It's so bad, it's actually spectacular. Now, compare and contrast that with, like, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Episode 2. So bad. It's terrible. It's awful. It's atrocious. You can't click off fast enough. And that takes us to last night with the Broncos and the Raiders. Denver 10, Las Vegas 7. Do somewhere in between the range of 56 and 458 media interviews on Friday. And in one of the interviews I did today, I got asked, hey, Nick, can you not appreciate a good defensive football game? And I had to stop myself from verbally assaulting one of my Odyssey teammates. What are you talking about? Like, this is like Giants Bears from like 1948, and here's Dick Butkus on one, a great defensive game. What? This is actually one of the worst football games I've seen in 35 years watching the National Football League. It was absolutely terrible and had 0.0 redeeming qualities. Zero. None. Both teams in the game had 10 first downs and 11 penalties. Think about that. Thursday night, here's Clippers Suns. Oh, goody. And hockey. And a football game where both teams have more penalties than first downs. This is what we had last night from the NFL. This is what the NFL decided to give us. And it was absolutely miserable. And we'll get to the Las Vegas Raiders part of this. I don't even know how much there is to say about the Raiders, but I'll say what's needed to be said about the Las Vegas Raiders. That's going to come up in a little bit. We have to talk a lot about the Denver Broncos and what the Denver Broncos did last night and why, despite the fact that the Denver Broncos are now 8-2 and riding a 7-game winning streak, why nobody. I guess you could have like a diehard Broncos fan who's convinced they're going to win every game. Find me someone with half a brain who can be objective that thinks that this team's doing anything when it comes down to it when we get to January. You want to hear something really sick? And I say that, and I mean it every time I say this. Like, I am financially invested in the Broncos this year. Go over the win total to make the playoffs. I think I'm going to win both the bets. I actually, at points last night, was rooting for the Raiders. Like, the Broncos did not deserve to win this game last night. Not that the Raiders deserve to win it either, but, like, at some point, you deserve to be punished. There have to be consequences for actions. Like, when we put my daughter in the special chair in the morning while we're making breakfast for her, and she's coloring, and she takes her crayons and goes, this is her new thing. She goes, uh-oh, and then throws the crayons on the ground. Before she dropped, uh-oh, to let us know, hey, I'm going to throw these on the ground. If we just laugh and say, honey, that's so funny, and we bend over to pick the crayons up every goddamn time she does it, she's going to keep doing it. There have to be consequences for actions. And for the Denver Broncos, they didn't have to face the consequences for their actions last night. No. They got away with it. But don't you worry. You bet your sweet bippy. You bet your bottom dollar. The consequences are coming. And maybe the consequences are coming this Sunday. Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. When Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs roll into town. And it's a shame that we have to be so negative today about the Denver Broncos. Because this defense is outstanding. Vance Joseph, having the time of his life. Nick Benito, legit defensive player of the year candidate. Swarming Geno Smith and this overmatched Raiders offensive line. 6 sacks, numerous hits. By the way, just like the Zach Allen late hit on Geno Smith with like, and twisted, like he went low and it was late and they didn't call it. I actually could not believe that Geno Smith didn't get that call in this game last night. I'm not saying it necessarily would have mattered. Maybe it would have. But, like, I can't believe he didn't get that call. Also, hey, Daniel Carl. I would. Daniel Cutson is what I would. I would cut Daniel Carlson today if I were the Raiders. He's had a loser season. Like, kick blocked against the Bears in that game that cost us money. And then misses a 48-yard field goal at altitude last night. What happened to this guy? Like, when kickers lose it, they're gone. I would cut him. Bring Seabass back. Bring Janikowski back. Bring Jeff Jaeger back. I don't even care. You can't bring this guy forward. You can't. 48-yard field goal, chance to win the game, shanks it. Give me a frickin' break. Speaking of breaks, we got to take one. And on the other side, we're going to talk about this Broncos defense. The good. And then we will get to Bo Nix. And this offensive Broncos offense.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.